you can actually achieve some level of safety and sanity and security in this world that we're living in right now without, you know, breaking the bank and being stressed out and having to deal with some organization that doesn't want to talk to you.
You're listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Grow Clinton is a 501c6 nonprofit economic community development and tourism organization based in Clinton, Iowa. For more information, visit growclinton.com. Again, that's growclinton.com. Now, back to the show. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the greatest podcast on the planet Earth. That's right, the Grow Clinton Podcast, recorded right here in the Grow Clinton Studios, located in Clinton, Iowa. Before we start our show, I want to give a huge shout out to Miles Telephone for powering the Grow Clinton Podcast. They are a fiber provider here in the greater Clinton region, based out of small town Miles, Iowa, not too far from here. They have fast, affordable, and reliable fiber service. If you want to know more about them, just look them up online, milestelephone.com. Again, milestelephone.com for all your internet, TV, and phone needs. My name is Andy Sokolovich, your host of the Grow Clinton Podcast, as always, and I am joined by Jenny Holm. Jenny, what's happening?
Not too much, but you know what? I love that Miles telephone story, the local success story. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Hard working.
They have wicked fast internet. So Now when I have to upload these podcasts, before, I won't name our provider, but it took me probably at least 20 to 30 minutes.
It's so fast now.
To upload a audio only podcast. Mm-hmm. Now I'm knocking it out in under 30 seconds.
But I would like to point out that if anybody had to guess which one of us was from the Philadelphia area right now, that anybody could guess it was you, because you said wicked fast.
Wicked fast. Yeah. That's
going northeast. Yeah.
That's my East Coast coming out of there. We have some guests with us today. Jenny, I want to introduce Stacy and Keith Brooks of SKB Cyber, Business Technology and Cyber Security Consultant. They will be our guests on the 16th episode of the Grow Clinton Podcast. Stacy, Keith, how you doing?
We're great.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Just got to make sure you're talking to the
right,
like, into the mic.
There you go.
So tell us a little bit. First, I want to say thank you so much for your continued investment and support of Grow Clinton and everything you do for our community. Tell me a little bit about SKB Cyber. What is it? How'd you get into the business? And how can you help our listeners succeed?
Well, Keith, this is all you.
That's our CEO over there. I'm the nerd, right? So I've been doing this for better part of my life at this point. Kind of spent 30 some odd years in large firms around the Midwest, East Coast.
There you go.
I grew up in New Jersey. So
The dirty Jersey.
Apparently we're not far apart, brother. There you go. That's right. But you know, I've been kind of in and out of Clinton, Iowa. Specifically, we lived out here in Comanche for a bunch of years, moved down to Peoria about 15 years ago. I don't know, you know what? It felt like the right time to step out on our own. And that's kind of what we did, right? So it's like a white glove IT services and technology services and business services for everyday businesses. It's the part of it that I have a passion for and kind of always have. It's that kind of getting to know your customer, really getting to understand their issues, understanding the dynamics of the IT world that we live in today, and then making that like not just something that everybody has to read about and fear on the news, but bringing it to you in this manner in which, you know, you can actually achieve some level of safety and sanity and security in this world that we're living in right now without, you know, breaking the bank and being stressed out and having to deal with some organization that doesn't want to talk to you. So that's, you know.
And that's something that we deal with all the time. I mean, if you think about it on a daily basis, we worry so much 100%. About that, you know, about our security online. So what do you think is like the easiest fix for people? What are the, I don't want to say stupidest, but what are the silliest mistakes people make?
So, this sounds
setting their password as password.
Password.
Right? And there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, that's it, right? It's the same password for everything that you do, right? So if you have this.
Or your kids' names.
That's a big one. Or if you love a particular thing and that's, you know, I love X. Everybody knows you love X because they see you walking around town or driving it or wearing it on your wrist or whatever, right? Like it doesn't take a genius to kind of put the pieces together that Jenny's into,
yeah,
you know, Andy's into. And so you have to kind of think like a criminal, right? So it's kind of, I don't want to think like a criminal, but like think like somebody who's kind of up to no good, right? Like
right.
Just what am I looking at to go and be able to exploit you? And if I start to think like that, I'm like, okay, well, probably need to pick a better password than, you know, something about the car that I drive or the clothes that I wear or the watch that's on my wrist or the phone that's in my pocket, right? Mm-hmm. And then it should be something more than, you know, like 6 or 8 characters long. Like this thing needs to be a little bit more complicated. It needs to be a phrase, you know, something a bit deeper. And then if it's something like my bank account or someplace that's got my credit card information and they offer some sort of like send you a text when you log in, multi-factor, do it, right? Mm-hmm. I understand it's an inconvenience, but that's the difference between you walking away at the end of the day with the money in your bank account versus not.
Well, right? And the inconvenience of that as opposed to the inconvenience of being wiped out.
100%.
Right?
Absolutely. 100%. Mm-hmm. I think if people knew what goes into once someone's been hacked or breached or that sort of thing, I think people have an idea of what it's like, but if they really have gone through that process, I mean, you can lose your entire persona just from having a password hacked. So it seems annoying with multi-factor and all of that, but it's such a little thing to keep this huge burden away from you.
So again, we're talking to Stacy and Keith Brooks of SKB Cyber. When you say IT services, what does that mean? What it reminds me of is the old SNL skit where the guy would show up with like 6 beepers on his belt.
Nick Burns. Nick Burns, your company computer guy.
And they would just go move and he'd type a whole bunch of things in there. But what does IT services mean for the average Joe?
You know, I think everybody touches technology. I think we may not even acknowledge how much we do it, right? So I don't necessarily want to like get into the every little bit nuance, but it's, you know, it's keeping your IT systems up, operational, consistent, you know, fresh. You know, Miles Communication over here has got a nice fast pipe in this building. That's phenomenal. So what goes along with that, right? And so from a business standpoint, it's all those kind of nested systems. And I try not to throw out the beeper and throw the keyboard in the way.
I don't let them.
But it's sort of funny you bring that up because I used to keep a beeper on my desk at the office. And if somebody didn't answer like an on-call, I'd be like, you know, next week, that's yours. And they, but I mean, you know, IT is such a broad thing anymore. Like anytime at home, I mean, we have all these IoT devices. So, you know, your Nest devices that are your thermostat, your smart switches, all the bulbs and everything from your microwave to your television has some sort of a interface to the internet anymore, right? And so in business world, that just provides, like, you know, if you start reading into some of these really deep cyber concern issues, exploits, breaches, it's a coffee pot that got hacked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's not anything complicated. Some of this stuff is really just basic. Keeping the network away from these system devices that are, you know, easily hacked away because there's not any security on it, right? And so it can be anything, right? Like, I don't want to oversimplify it.
Yeah. But,
you know.
You know, here at Grow Clinton, we work with a lot of small businesses that hang their shingle outside of a storefront. So if one of those businesses came to meet with you and they have a small boutique, they're just selling some basic items, they have small inventory, 100%. They really just have a computer system maybe as their point of sale, what can you do to help them out?
Sure. Yeah. So we'll just, you know, at some point, the very beginning of that is let's just talk, right? If you've got all your stuff in, you've got, you know, a newer, fresh system that you put in, you've got good passwords, you've got your antivirus in place. You know, hey, Keith, Stacy, we got a question as to, we're not sure it's done quite right. I mean, I'm happy to pop in and we can take a look and just kind of, everything's kind of an assess, analyze, and then react, right? So none of this is show up, oh, by the way, cut me a check. It's all about trying to understand your needs. And, you know, sometimes it is. It's the sole proprietor with a single laptop that's got a problem and can't log into something, can't get their internet to work. Mm-hmm. No, we can just pop in and help you figure that out because it's usually not anything super complicated, all the way up to large, you know, we've got large governmental clients where, I mean, we're protecting them from foreign, you know, and breaches, right?
So yikes. It's like,
yeah. But, and I also want to throw out too, we do the free consultation. 100%. So that talk he's talking about doesn't cost anyone anything. And you don't have to buy anything from us. You know, there's some places just starting up where you really don't have the budget to implement all that. We want to at least make sure you have the knowledge to set yourself up and be safe about it. So that consultation, that talk, if it's small stuff, I mean, that's an easy fix, and we want to make sure everyone's safe. So it costs nothing to call us and say, hey, we're starting this business. Can you look at this? What do you think we have? What, let's talk about what we need. That's a service we offer for nothing.
We get those calls all the time.
Well, it's kind of like going to the doctor. If you're talking about your physical health, I mean, this could be just as much of an impact if you have a problem, and it can snowball.
And it's one of those things where good planning, even if like, okay, we're starting a business and we know it's coming. So where do we start? What do we buy for computers? Like, where do we begin? How do we store our information? What do you do for email? And I'm happy to sit down and go, look, there's 100 ways to do this, right? Gosh, I need to watch my hands. I do my New Jersey talking. I apologize. But like, you know, I'd rather have the conversation up front with you and arm you with facts and data and information. And I'm going to make that as plain English and simple as I can, because that's just what I do. I think there's a lot of this with the get out of the way of the keyboard, and I've got 12 beepers on, and everybody's afraid to talk to the IT guy. I try and just be really down to earth, right? And just kind of explain, okay, you know, it used to be a lot more complicated anymore. You can sort of tee yourself into this real easily. This is where we start. This is where we go from there. And you can make some decisions. And as you have questions along the way, we'd love to hear from you and answer those questions if you have them. Because if we can help keep you safe and protect you and improve your posture and keep you moving along successfully, well, that we've won, whether we're your customer or not. You know what I mean? So
it's great stuff. Again, Grow Clinton podcast episode number 16, speaking with Stacy and Keith Brooks of SKB Cyber. So when I walk into a retailer, and a lot of places you go now in some of the larger metros like Iowa City or Des Moines, no cash, right? It's card only. So what advice would you give somebody who's opening up a small retail establishment and is looking for that point of sale system? Do you guys recommend Square? I mean, where are you with that type of stuff?
You know, and I think there's like everything else in that space, there's a lot of new and coming players every day, right? I think Square is a solid technology, but I think there's, you know, 30 others behind them that are just as good. You just have to level into them. So, you know, I don't know, you open a restaurant, right? Some of my favorite checkout experiences are with the Toast app, right? So you scan the QR code, and I never hand them a card. Nobody walks away from the table with my information. I scan it with my phone, right? That's me. I'm an IT guy. I enjoy that sort of stuff. Stacy does the same sort of thing, right? And I, you know, okay, there's an overhead on it, but there's an overhead on everything, right? So I think at this point, it's a matter of giving options to people. I think, you know, it used to be a swipe on a card. Then it was a dip. Now it's a tap. Now it's with your Apple Watch or your Samsung Watch or your, you know, your phone or whatever, right? I think it's a lot of options. I think the other thing you have to really check and do as the person who's purchasing this is look into these companies. They're dealing with financial information. So there's PCI, that's a compliance, you know, foundation that they have to follow. If you were doing this on your own, you would have to follow it. As a result of that, they have to have some compliance kind of certifications that they should be able to show you, right? So they should be able to show you that they have passed certifications. They've achieved, you know, SOC audits and things along those lines. And most of those places, if you call and you're like, hey, I have a question, how do I know you're good? They're going to go, oh yeah, here's the documentation. Right. But we should ask that question every single time.
And that's what gets me is that, okay, so I have a great idea for a business or a restaurant or something like that. You have to be a subject expert almost in this. And if you don't know, what do? Well, you call somebody who does know. And thank goodness there are people out there who are aware of this. I would have no idea about any of that.
Right.
Wow.
Disregard that. <Ba-da-doom>.
I said something really important. That's when that goes off.
Inspirational. Yeah.
So what other services do you offer? Website development?
We are. We're adding that. We had so many people requesting that. And I just looked at Keith probably a week ago and I said, why aren't we doing that? So we're looking for website developers. We have one of our guys that we have is into doing that. So we're adding that service. We do. I have a speaking background, and I do public speaking where I coach business leaders on presentations, how to present themselves. And we can do team stuff with that too. So there's stuff outside of that IT realm as well.
Where can we find out more information about all your service offerings?
So we have our website, skbcyber.com, and we have a service offerings page that lists everything that we do.
We keep it up to date, and then we kind of build into that. We try and do podcasts and blogs and things along those lines as well. Just kind of, I think sometimes it helps, at least some of the folks we've talked to, where, you know, how is this relevant, right? So your cybersecurity, I'm like, you know, I have an ice cream shop. I mean, I'm one place. How does that relevant to me? And then we did a whole podcast on
Right. Here's
where it's relevant. And then we've come to Claire Clinton and we've done presentations in the other room over here and talked about, okay, so how do we secure our wireless? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What could we improve on? So on and so forth, right? And so all of that's kind of, we try and layer that level of knowledge into our website. So if somebody's got the interest for a quick browse, go and check out the, what do we do? You know, if you've got a little bit of time you want to spend and just kind of hear, we've got our podcast.
And we have our social media too. I tried to make our social media a place, our Facebook and our LinkedIn page, where we put out tips and tricks or share the latest articles so that people are up to date and know what's going on. And we've kind of made a cool partnership recently with the Synergy program at Clinton High School. Nice. We have Chelsea and Brooklyn are starting SMB Social. And so they are kind of taking over our social media now, which is exciting for me because it gives me time to do other things.
That's
besides
so cool.
Create social media posts.
You're getting into the community in Clinton. And I also like the connection to Comanche. I know that you have family here. You grew up here.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's why we're here. This is my hometown. Mm-hmm. And I knew there was a need for what we do here. And I really wanted to bring that back and offer that to everyone here. Nice.
Now, what you're offering is high in demand, and I'm excited that you guys are here. And I'm so excited for the two young ladies from Synergy for kickstarting their little business there. I had a conversation with them back before I made the introduction for them to you. You were here teaching a class, and it was so cool to see them because so many businesses, I believe, understand the power of social media as a marketing and messaging tool, but they don't understand how often you have to be posting, how often you have to be engaged in that conversation. We have a business here in town, and I'll say it's Big River Packaging, one of the first businesses that I ever engaged, period, that actually hired somebody to do their social media, like internally. She was a full-time staff member, and her goal was to build relationships with their target audience. And that was these artisan bakers all over the country that were doing some cool things and needed a packaging solution for their product. And she was just out there, looks delicious, congratulations. Oh, you're so talented. Not a hard sales pitch, just out there getting the Big River Packaging name on the World Wide Web. And she did a phenomenal job of doing it. And she's still there today. Now she does pictures and images and graph design and all sorts of stuff. But I thought that was so cool. So I'm glad you guys are getting into that space.
Well, and I'm happy to have the fresh perspective too. I've been writing these posts for the past year and I'm looking at them going, okay, what's something new and exciting I can do? And the girls are like, are you okay with a little, you know, upgrade to your look? And I'm like, go for it, guys. So, you know, I think it's great to have a fresh perspective on what we're doing and a fresh spin on it as well.
Yeah. Again, we're talking to Keith and Stacy Brooks, SKB Cyber, business technology and cybersecurity consulting. You can find out more at skbcyber.com. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we close out the show?
Well, I just want to thank you guys for having us and, you know, really talking about us, getting us out into the community. I love what we're doing. I believe in what we're doing and, you know, we're expanding. So if there's some IT people out there who want to jump on and become part of this, we're looking for people.
Absolutely.
So
nice.
Yeah. We'd be happy to connect you with the community college here in Clinton as well. I know they're pumping out some great techs. So it's great. What you guys are offering, again, I'll say this is high in demand. I know when I left the military, moved here for the first time in 2012, I was working, doing some graph design, web development, social media management, and I was just blown away by how many people, especially especially on the website development side, needed help, mm-hmm. needed guidance. And that is a hole that really hasn't been filled here in our community. So I'm so glad you guys chose to join Grow Clinton, become members, and get involved.
And there are people waiting for people who don't know what they're doing. You know, like I said, if I opened a business, I wouldn't know. And there are people who are bad actors who are waiting for someone like that to get out there. So it's a great thing to have you in our community.
Thank you.
I always tell this story, and this is funny, going out, closing the show. My mom, way back in the day, called me, and this is when she was still working. She was frantic. And I thought, oh, who died, right? Nobody died. Her birth date was on her Facebook profile, and she did not want people to know old she was. So she was freaking out. She wanted the birthday to be on there because she liked getting all the happy birthdays, you know, but she didn't want the actual year to be on there. So I had to get into her account and remove that information. So, and then she called me the other day and said, I think I'm going to buy Glenn, my stepdad, a Kindle. She's like, how did the books get on the Kindle? And I was like, we can't do this through text messaging. Just buy the Kindle, send me your Amazon login information, which probably isn't good cybersecurity. And I'll take care of it.
It's okay. You get a pass. It's cool.
All right, everybody. Find out more at skbcyber.com. I do have, before we close out the show, a couple things that I asked you via this sweet little questionnaire we send out in advance of the podcast. And I asked you to please share a favorite quote or book title that we could reference at the close of the show. And you referenced a book that's one of my favorites, QBQ. Why don't you explain to our listeners what that is?
Keith, that's all you, babe.
Stacey goes, they want a book. I go, QBQ. That's a good one.
I love it. I love it. So go ahead.
Question behind the question, right? So it's all just kind of about listening, active listening, right? And actively kind of anticipating your customer's needs. And really, it's all about the customer. It's all about really next level kind of intuitive depth in the whole, we don't talk as much as we listen kind of a thing. And there's a lot, it's a really short little read too. So don't be intimidated. It's a tiny little book.
It is. But, it absolutely is.
But it's great. And honestly, it's one of those things where we'd get into these sales cycles and I'd just pick that thing up and quick leaf through it. And I'm like, right, good. We're on the right page. Wow. Right. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, no, it's a great book again called Question Behind the Question, written by John G. Miller. You can find it at your local bookstore, excuse me, or on Amazon, where you find everything. But again, a great read, really talking about the in-depth understanding of what the customer wants without them having to tell you what they want. So thanks again for being on the show. We love you guys. You're doing great jobs. Thank you for your investment in Grow Clinton, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Okay.
Thank you. Right,
thanks for having us.
All right, everybody, stay tuned for episode number 17 coming up of Grow Clinton. We have a couple folks coming up. Chris Streets, the one and only from Mac 94.7 will be on the show. We're also going to be interviewing a few others. Andy Green from the United Way. We have Gabby Torres, one of my favorites, Gabby Bird artist, and talking about the Painted Back nonprofit. So a lot of cool things coming up on the Grow Clinton podcast. This is Andy, your host. I will talk to you soon. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Grow Clinton podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your socials. Until next time, see ya.